and you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth, how is love real? But I'm hung. Well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't.
As we celebrate 50 years of Beatlemania, it may be equally important to celebrate and recognize the American musicians who were a major influence on the Fab Four.
Yeah, hello, this is Carl Perkins. Hello, testing 1, 2, 3.
On October 20th, 1978, I was lucky enough to spend a couple of hours with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Carl Perkins. Turns out the Beatles inspired him as much as he inspired them.
Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby.
The Beatles cut three of your songs, right?
Matchbox, Honey Don't, and Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, yeah. I was in a studio in London when they cut those songs. I've been over there on tour with Chuck Berry. In 1963-64, I met them. They came to the last show that we did in London. They invited me to go with them to a party, and it turned out it was they had given the party for me. And the next night they were recording, they invited me to come to the session, and I never will forget. I was sitting there, and John and Paul was over at the piano. They was writing the last verse to a song called You Better Slow Down. And Ringo and I was sitting there and was talking, and he said, Mr. Perkins, I said, that's my daddy's son. Called me Carl. He said, Carl, I just wondered if you cared if I recorded some of your songs. I said, you want some new ones? You want me to write you one now? You know, I was excited about it. He said, no, I really do love your songs. I love all of them. I'd love to cut Matchbox and Honey Don't. I said, man, I'd love for you to. And he jumped up and he said, fellas, he don't care. And they went right into recording it right then. I was sitting there in the studio when it was happening.
When I last night, I didn't stay late. For a home had a 19 days. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Sit up and they call it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth, how is love real? But I'm hung. Well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't.
And I went right straight to the telephone and called my wife, and she ain't got over it yet either. She said, Carl, I told you something good had happened. I started not to go to England. That was during my heavy drinking period, and I had gotten me a little farm, and I was about ready to get out of the business. I was just going to continue to write songs, and just because every time I'd leave to go on tour, I'd get drunk and stay that way till I got home, you know, and I'd sober up at home with her help and her cooking. I'd get straightened up for a few days, and then I'd, even when I was home, I'd get with the wrong good old boys again, down I'd go. But I really started not to go, and she kept telling me, she said, Carl, I think you should. Then you get a lot of fan mail. I have for years from England. For some reason or other, those kids never really forgot me over there. And they wanted to see that fellow that wrote them song about them shoes. And so I finally gave in and went, and it was one of the greatest things I ever did in my life. It started me on my way out of what I was doing. I I picked up a lot of courage. I felt like, well, looky here, man. The Beatles have recorded my songs. I am somebody. I got to act like somebody. And I really started cutting down on my drinking. And they did a lot more for me than just record my songs. They helped me get back my life together. They really did.
What was it like sitting in the studio watching the Beatles record your songs? Did you realize at that point that Carl Perkins had become an influence on a totally different generation?
I really don't know how to describe how I felt sitting there and how I felt since then and how I feel any time that I read or hear about not only just people like the Beatles, but any little fella out there that records one of my songs. I get that same feeling. It's one of the most rewarding feelings that I've ever had in my life. That's one of the things that you really can't put a price on. You know, when you've made your living doing what I do for as long as I have, and you get paid to do it, and you've made a pretty good living for all these years, and then somebody comes along and says, man, I liked you enough, I want to do it kind of like you did. That is one of the payoffs to this business. It's one of those hidden treasures that I think about very often. It's really hard to explain just how it does make you feel, but it's the greatest tribute that a man can have paid to it.
At Carl Perkins' funeral in 1998, George Harrison performed the Perkins classic, Your True Love.
George, do it now!